Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. On the last episode, we saw that there was some kind of ginormous solar flare that shut down the Earth's communication. No internet, no phones, no nothing. And so Jaden and Ava had to be pretty creative for their research project. But we also overheard that the Purple Ninjas, Dr. Stinky Breath, are trying to be able to control the solar flares to make this happen whenever they want. How in the world is Spyology Squad going to be able to save the world from this ginormous problem? Hey, Jaden, perfect time. We're just sitting down for dinner, said his parents. As Jaden walked inside, he took his shoes off and hung up all of his things in their places. Guess what, Jaden? Everything's back to normal. All communications are back online. Is it okay if I check my email real quick? I gotta see if my teacher sent out some more instructions about the research project. Yes, just be quick because we're sitting down for dinner. Okay, I'll be fast, said Jaden. He ran over as fast as he could, opened his tablet, but it doesn't seem to be working. Mom, didn't you say everything was back on and working now? Oh, yes, it was. Maybe try restarting it. He did, and nothing happened. He grabbed his walkie-talkie, which thankfully was working, and called Ava. Ava, are you there? Shh. Yeah, what's up, Jaden? Well, my mom said that everything was turned on and back working, but now it's not. I was just wondering if the internet and everything is working at your house. Shh. Nope. I got the same message from my parents, and nothing's working here either, said Ava. Shh. All right, let's loop in Mr. Jim at Spyology Squad and see if he knows anything. Hey, Mr. Jim, are you there? Shh. Hey, guys, I'm here. I'm glad you called. Something's not right. You see, all the systems turned back on for a little while, but then everything literally just shut down again. And this was not supposed to happen. Shh. Didn't the scientists say that this was only happens like once every 1,000 years? Said Ava. Shh. Yeah, and that's actually true. So we don't understand what's going on. I'm running a full analysis. All of a sudden, Mr. Jim froze because he was looking at something that was completely shocking. Mr. Jim, why'd you freeze? Are you still there? Asked Jaden. Shh. Yeah, sorry about that. I just saw something that was completely shocking. I need you two to both ask your parents if you can get back over to HQ. I know it's super late right now, but tell your parents it's an emergency. Over. Shh. And it was just then that the walkie-talkie stopped working. They were completely dead. Ava and Jaden both explained to their parents that there was an emergency happening and they had to go over to HQ. You see, when their parents were younger, they were on the Spyology Squad too, so they totally understood the importance of a true emergency. Ava and Jaden put on their jetpacks and started to fly over to Spyology Squad HQ. They opened the door with their access card. Mr. Jim, where are you? We're here.
I'm in the back room.
Ava and Jaden rushed to the back room where Mr. Jim was looking through a telescope. Guys, check this out. He had the telescope pointed at the moon, which I didn't know that had anything to do with the solar flares, but it was at night, and so the sun was not there. The sun was on the other side of the Earth. Oh dear, what is the moon doing now? Said Ava as she leaned down to look inside the telescope. Well, it's not exactly the moon that's the problem, but the moon is the evidence of the problem. Look, Ava looked through the telescope and saw that the moon was pulsing a very strange brightness. Remember the moon? It only reflects the light from the sun. The moon is not producing light. It's more like a mirror that it's reflecting the light from the sun for us to see. So if it's pulsing, which means it's kind of like flashing, that means the sun's light is doing something strange.
Yeah, Jaden, you should take a look at this too, Ava said.
Jaden leaned down and looked through the telescope and said, "So you're telling me the moon's not having a dance party with this flashing light? There's something else going on?"
"Exactly," said Mr. Jim.
"Remember that solar flare this morning and how the scientists said that it was going to be, you know, another 1,000 years before something like this happened? It doesn't look like those scientists were right. This battle with the sun is not over. Meanwhile, up at the stinky blimp lab..."
"It's working, purple ninjas. All phones, internet, communications are down across the whole world. This will be so easy to take it over now that nobody can stop us."
"But let's start heading over to Spyology Squad HQ and make sure we put an end to them first."
It's the next morning at Spyology Squad HQ when Ava and Jaden had been taking turns all night on the telescope. They were instructed to keep a close eye on the moon. Ava was studying it and then saw something purple glowing in the distance. The sun was just coming up over the horizon. It was the next morning.
"Jaden, wake up!"
shouted Ava.
Pass the jello.
"Jaden, are you okay?"
Is there no jello?"
"No, there's no jello here. What are you talking about?"
I'm sorry. I think I was dreaming about jello. Why did you wake me up? Look at this."
Jaden had to rub his eyes for a little bit to clear out all the fog that was blurring his vision.
"What in the world are they doing here?" said Jaden. Off in the distance, they could see a blimp behind some clouds. And it wasn't just an ordinary blimp. It was
the Purple Stinky Blimp Lab.
Dun, dun, dun!
Is it pointing a laser at the... Oh, dear.
"Yep, they are pointing some kind of purple laser at the sun," said Ava.
"How is this even possible, and why? Why do they never stop?" said Jaden.
"I don't know, but we gotta get outside and take a better look. Come on."
They raced over to the door and tried to open it. "It's locked. Use your access card."
"Meep."
"Try it again."
"Meep."
"Why isn't it working?" said Jaden. "Oh no. Remember how the internet and communications were down?" said Ava. "Oh, I think that means our door might be completely locked. Check if the walkie-talkies are working." He raced over and grabbed one. "It's not working. It doesn't have any signal. How did we get locked in here?" shouted Ava.
"Holy smokes. What in the world is going on with Spyology Squad? Ava and Jaden... they got completely locked inside of HQ. How are they going to escape there? And are they going to be able to stop the Purple Ninjas and Dr. Stinky Breath before it's too late and they destroy the world's communications forever? I don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Spyology Squad.
We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science, or if you love stopping bad guys, you need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team, because there's an adventure around every corner.